This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Kate Delaney, hope you had a fabulous holiday, whatever you celebrated, whether it was Hanukkah or Christmas or Kwanzaa or anything in between. And here we have just a few days away from a new decade, and people are making resolutions and coming up with their word for the year. Do you do that word thing? I have a word for you. I'm going to reveal it in the next couple of days. Anyway, it's been wild, and coming up, 2019 was a great year. Thanks for so much of your support. Coming up this hour, a conversation with some of my favorite people, including Gary Player. And it was a couple of years ago where we got a chance to spend some time together. He talked about his game reserve. He talked about the great game of golf, currently what was happening at the Masters are coming up. And then my pal Jill Scheffelbein joins us too, and she wrote an incredible book on communicating. There's like a couple of tweaks in there. If you follow it, you'll communicate much better than the people on the Hill do, trust me. And I'm in one of the chapters of her book where we talk about media. And always to me, the time I spent with Steve Forbes was so invaluable, because to me, I mean, here's this guy we know, great, he sits on this big empire, but he was just a regular, normal guy and had some interesting insights to share, actually, on blockchain. And so many people are talking about cryptocurrency. He's not a big fan, but he is a fan of blockchain. So pay attention to what he tells me there. And once again, I hope that the tail end of 2019 was a super good one for you. If it isn't, we're coming into 2020. I love that when you look around, that's what you see all over social media. People are either saying, thank goodness it's the end of 2019 and I can't wait for 2020. But I think 2019 was a great year, and it was a great year with all of you, because it was number 15 for me doing this show, which is absolutely incredible. And we have some amazing things that we're going to roll out this upcoming year. And at the tail end of this week, on our Thursday into Friday show, we're going to do Nail the Score, because we've got playoffs coming up. And boy, it's interesting, some of the things that happened there. The Dallas Cowboys are out. They could have beaten the Philadelphia Eagles in week 16, they didn't. So the Eagles barely, but they took care of business against the New York Giants, who, by the way, fired their coach, Pat Shurmur. But the Eagles won the NFC least or east, and the Dallas Cowboys now have a bunch of decisions to make. But anyway, our Nail the Score thing happens on Thursday, and the way it works is you don't have to know anything about football. You're just making a guess. It's like sitting there at bingo and playing bingo with your grandmother, your mother, or maybe yourself. Maybe you like bingo and you're listening to this. So I'll say what the game of the week is, and you just tell me what you think the final score is going to be and who wins. So mark that down for Thursday. It's a great way to kick off 2020, because maybe you'll clean out my prize closet. A couple of sad things happened, and I actually had a friend whose mother was at the church when this happened. Thank goodness she's okay, but there was another deadly church shooting. It got caught on video. It happened, boom, just like that in 6 seconds. So two people in this church, two parishioners were killed. A gunman opened fire. It was one of the many recent attacks that we've seen on people who are sitting there in church, who are practicing their faith, which I think is so despicable. And, words don't even do justice of what I could describe about what happened there. And thank goodness it wasn't worse, because, of course, the fear is once you hear that, how many people are down. And the shooter and one of the victims died on the way to the hospital. The second victim flatlined, was revived, and later died. And, you know, there's more sordid details on this, but it happened at the West Freeway Church of Christ, and this happened just outside of Fort Worth, Texas. A place called White Settlement actually is the exact location. But I really, really, my heart goes out to all those people, because it's just a horrific thing to see. Whenever I hear those breaking stories about that, you just clutch for a second and think, wow, the places that should be so sacred, I mean, everywhere should be, but churches and schools and your place of work and all of that is honestly where we should feel like we're safe. All right, we do the cheap movie reviews, so I'm kind of giving you an encapsulated thing here as we springboard into this next week. And I went to see Star Wars, my family's in town, and we saw Rise of Skywalker, and everybody wasn't really necessarily excited to go and see it, even though, it's kind of like one of those deals where they pull us in because we've seen Star Wars our whole lives. I mean, we've gone to see the film. So, here we are with number 10. And there are people that are questioning the movie and questioning some of the things that happen in the movie. J.J. Abrams, of course, is the co-writer and director of it. And I think it was pretty good, I have to say. I don't go deep into it. So somebody who is a nerdy Star Wars person might not like it as much as I liked it, but I think it was well done for what they had to work with. I loved the character of Rey. I liked the actor Adam Driver, who is, played her arch rival really in it, and He did a great job once again, and of course we get to see Princess Leia for one last time since Carrie Fisher died, and I think that was the case and was going to be the case in the movie. But anyway, she has her part in this movie because that was already filmed. So I'm not going to give away all the details. If I talk too deeply about it, then you'll know too much about it. But anyway, incredible. Something else that happened, the LSU Tigers routed Oklahoma in the college football playoffs in the one semifinal game. In the other semifinal game, Clemson eked out a victory, controversial on a couple of plays, but over Ohio State, they beat Ohio State, so it's the Tigers versus the Tigers for the national football showdown. So how about that? I know that we had a lot of people actually that were rooting and pulling for LSU, and they were pulling for Oklahoma too, because you sent me all those emails, which, by the way, you can always hit me up, whether whatever's going on politically speaking, business wise or anything that we talk about, because it's wide open here. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com, and let your thoughts flow. Just click on contact and you are in, as they say, just like that. So it is the off time, and there really any off time when you talk about the people who represent us, but many politicians obviously back in their home states. And I'll tell you what, once they bounce back to Washington, there's so much to talk about. In fact, on Monday, an Iranian-backed militia said that the death toll from the U.S. military strikes in Iraq and Syria against its fighters has risen to 25, and they're vowing to exact revenge for the aggression, this is what they said, aggression of evil American ravens. And that announcement in Baghdad came a day after our U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that Washington had done those military strikes targeting the Iranian backed Iraqi, targeting those areas. So here we are in the middle of this again, and this was this is the rocket attack that killed an American contractor in Iraq last week. So really, really complicated in unraveling, easy for me to say some of what's happening there, but be alert as to what's going on. In the meantime, I am the poll princess, and a new Gallup poll comes out. Trump and Obama tied as 2019's most admired men. So the current president and his predecessor are tied. Like I said, this is a poll that was done a couple of weeks ago, and the choice was obviously along divided lines, Democrats and Republicans. Are you surprised? All right, coming up around the bend, a conversation with one of golf's greats, all-time greats from the past, Gary Player. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women. With a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Show, a Hall of Famer, legendary, just an amazing, amazing golfer and human being from everything I know, from so many people have met this gracious man. Gary Player joins us now. Think about it, the Masters, three Masters. He won 9 major championships on the regular tour, 6 champion tour major championships, and if I told you his whole resume, we wouldn't have any time to talk to him. Gary, what a thrill to have you on the show. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
It's a pleasure, Kate. I spent a lot of time in Dallas, where you're speaking from, a great state and wonderful people. Love your law and order. Just love everything about Texas.
That's great. I'm sure that's music to the ears of a lot of people who are listening to us in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So you just watched the Masters, went through the Masters, saw what happened to our Jordan Spieth, because, of course, he's from the DFW area, that what I'll call blow-up hole on 12, where it seemed like he had it in the bag and he's going to win a back-to-back Masters. What do you think was going through his mind? He looks so forlorn.
Kate, it's very difficult, you can imagine, to lead the Masters going into the last round. I mean, I was in that position, and I've experienced that it's not easy. The whole world, you know, is watching you play over 1.4 billion people, and it means so much in your career. But Jordan Spieth, they can be so proud of him as a Texas resident. He's one of the finest young men that I've met. Behaves well, speaks well. was a great role model to young people. He just didn't play well the last day, and that happens to Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, to me, everybody else. He didn't play well. He hit a bad shot at number four. He didn't hit a good shot at number five. He hit not a good drive at 10, and he put his second shot in the bunker. And then he drove in the trees at 11, and he was lucky at, never mind 12, where he made a big mess. He made, look, what happened to him is very easy to do. But you got to on 12, and that's the one thing that he learned. If he learned one thing this week, you always play for the middle of the green at 12. Because 12 is the lowest part of the golf course, and that's where the winds swirl. And it's different to other parts of the golf course. So you've got to put the ball on that green. But at 13, he was a little fortunate. The ball seemed to just go through the edge of the trees, and he wasn't playing his best. And in spite of that, because he is the greatest putter in the world today, you cannot play your best and still have a chance to win. And what I liked about him, after 12, which he made a complete mess of, unfortunately, he hung in there. He hung in there. He didn't give up. And he still had a chance to win with two holes to play. So I'm a big Jordan Spieth fan.
Yeah, when you think that when it's all said and done, Gary, do you think he's going to amass a lot of championships? He's just 22 years old.
Yes, he is. He certainly is. I mean, look what he's done in major championships already. But we can all get better. Now, Willett, who won the Masters, he played the best. He just played fantastic. And another man who played fantastic golf was Rory McIlroy, but he putted terribly. If he had Jordan Spieth putting for him, he would have won by 5 shots. But the ifs don't count. But I think that Jordan, my personal opinion, I think he's got to tweak his backswing. I think he's got to just make a slight improvement on his backswing, and then he is going to be dynamite.
I love that. I love that. Tips from Gary. One of the things that you did in your career is you won the career Grand Slam, and we know Rory McIlroy was trying for that at the Masters, and we saw what happened with him. First of all, what was it like to win a career Grand Slam, and how tough is it?
Well, first of all, the Grand Slam I won on the senior tour was tougher than the Grand Slam on the regular tour, and I noticed you said 6 majors on the senior, on this Champions Tour, but I've won 9. You see, when you go onto the Champions Tour, and the standard of golf is basically, as we saw Bernard Langer, how well he's done. We've seen the guys play the Champions Tour, the Senior Tour as it's known. They come onto the Senior Tour, they play, they go back on the regular tour and they win. And then they come back on our tour and they win, and they go back on the regular tour and win. A lot of players did that. So the standard of play on the Senior Tour is very, very good. Now, the reason I'm the only player in the world to have won the Grand Slam on both tours is because when I turned 50, I was in the same condition that I was when I was 25. Now, not everybody could say that, and that's why I was able to win the senior Grand Slam. I was really, really fit.
All right, so that's a good lesson for all of us mere mortals out here who are hacking away at the golf ball. It matters your fitness, doesn't it?
Well, most people are not interested in health. You must understand that. Healthcare systems are doomed for all countries in the world. If you take this, the greatest country in the world, the United States of America, there are going to be 100 million Americans with diabetes in 50 years' time. Think about that, Kate. And this is happening all over the world. People, 1 out of every 2 men getting cancer, 1 out of every 3 women, diabetes. Now, heart attacks are even more serious. That's the number one disease. So healthcare systems are doomed. The best system we can have is to incentivize people to not smoke, not drink, lose weight, do exercise, just like your car. If you have a lot of crashes, your insurance is higher. There's got to be incentivized systems for people to look after your health.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. Of all of the, and this is a tough question, of all the victories, of all the years that you've logged on golf courses, what was your absolute favorite victory?
Playing in the British Open with Jack Nicklaus at the toughest golf course in the world, Carnoustie in Scotland. We came down the last round and we played the 14th hole and there were 5 of us within 1 shot. And it's a par 5, and the wind was really whipping. And I hit a 3-wood, 6 inches from the hole, and he birdied it, but I eagled it. And I went on to win by 2 shots in those difficult conditions. The British Open is the hardest tournament in the world to win, because one day you hit a drive and a wedge to the hole. And honestly, Kate, the next day you hit a drive and a 5-iron. So yardage doesn't really mean anything. It's a matter of instinct and talent. So the British Open is, besides being the oldest and the most historic, it's, I think, the toughest to win. Because, you know, if you play tennis, Kate,
yeah,
and one of my grandsons wants to be a tennis pro, he asked me what's more difficult. I said, when you win Wimbledon or the US Open, you've got to beat seven guys, basically. I said, for us to win a major championship, we've got to beat 150. And then I said, when you play tennis, if it's windy or it's raining or whatever it is, you play against your opponent with the same conditions. In the British Open, you play in the morning, and there's no wind and no rain. And the afternoon, up comes a gale, and it's raining, and you've got to play, and you shoot 78, and you play better than the man who shot 68 in the morning. So it's a very difficult sport, golf. Very difficult.
Yeah, great way to put that in perspective. So did you have, like, a death grip on the claret jug?
Well, I'm blessed to have won three seniors and three regulars, so that was a blessing for me. And I think my word, I walked up Magnolia Lane, which is the driveway up to the clubhouse at Augusta, and I always have them drop me off at the gate, and I walk up that avenue, and I just say a prayer of thanks. You know, at Augusta, I won it three times, second three times, the top 5-8, the top 10-15, most number of cuts in a row, and the oldest, and played in more Masters than anybody else. So I get out and I walk and I say to the Lord, thank you for this blessing bestowed upon me. I'm so grateful for this, because people take advantage and they take things for gratitude, and there's a sense of entitlement, and we're not entitled to a damn thing.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. One last one. So you have a lot of passions. I know that we share one. I know you like thoroughbred racehorses, and also you like designing courses. So tell me about that.
We've designed over 300 golf courses around the world, and I really enjoy that because I'm a rancher, and so I love all horses, quarter horses. I started with quarter horses, but the only way you can make money out of horses is the thoroughbred industry. And so I have a beautiful ranch in South Africa. It's one of the most beautiful ranches in the world. I have country music in the barns, have my own golf course, and my own game reserve with wild animals in. And the golf course is right in amongst where all the wild animals are. So we have a motto, if you can't beat them, eat them.
Oh, that's a great
name. And then I'm trying to get a message through to these young boys in America, be proud of this great country. Get a good education. Unfortunately, the education system in America is not in the top 10. And America should be number one across the board. You should be number one. You should have the strongest army. You should have the best golfers. You should never lose the Ryder Cup. Never. And it's just, I don't understand it. We've got to wake up. Wake up, America, is my slogan.
I like that. Maybe too bad you can't run for office, because I think
no,
that would look good on a hat.
Not for me. I don't want those politics, man. Golf is tough enough. I want to make friends. I don't want to make enemies. You know, the day you become president of America, 49% of the country don't like you anymore.
So true, so true. Gary Player, thank you so much. What a thrill. Appreciate it.
Take care, Kate.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the headlines this hour, President Trump on Twitter praising those in Texas who took down the shooter in the church. He tweets, "Our prayers are with the families of the victims and the congregation of Sunday's church attack. It was over in 6 seconds, thanks to the brave parishioners who acted to protect 242 fellow worshipers. Lives were saved by these heroes, and Texas laws allowing them to carry arms." Explanation point. More now from USA Radio's John Clemens in Texas.
Tragically, two people died when the gunman opened fire inside the West Freeway Church of Christ.
A couple of members of the church returned fire, striking the suspect who died at the scene.
The Texas State Legislature passed a law in September that allows individuals to carry weapons in the houses of worship unless the church outlaws it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Jill Schiffelbein, author of this incredible new book, Dynamic Communication, 27 Strategies to Grow, Lead, and Manage Your Business. And who doesn't need that? Jill, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So I guess the first question is, let's talk about good communication skills. Jill, do you know the big secret? There aren't any.
I don't know that it's such a secret anymore. You know, in our world today, the way that we access information has just fundamentally shifted so much. And even in our attention spans and the way we learn, it's all gotten shorter and it's all gotten more micro and bite-sized. And to me, so many businesses, I mean, it's one of the top skills always requested from new hires is good communication skills. But I wrote this book to address that good communication skills aren't enough. It's not about being able to write a grammatically correct sentence or say a speech without using or but even though those are important things, good communication doesn't equal results. And in our economy today, every single business I know is not looking to stay status quo. They're looking to change and push those results.
Yeah, so that's a great place to start, to change and push the results. So of all of the different strategies, and I know this is a tough question to boil down because that's why you put it into 27 strategies, I imagine. What was the one that really bowled you over where you said, wow, this is it? This is it in a nutshell.
My favorite strategy, Kate, by far, not because it's completely what I feel revolutionary, but it's presented in a different way for people to really make it palatable, is that we now live in an information economy, or as some call it, an information democracy. And because of that, you're a business owner, whether you're an entrepreneur, you own your own thing, you're a solopreneur, or you're the manager of a massive corporation, the face of sales has fundamentally changed. And it's no longer sufficient to have salespeople who follow the old model to know how to go out there and give information, give features, give specs, maybe drop a benefit or two. That's not going to entice a customer, because 87% of them have done a significant amount of research on you and or your product or service before even having a first dialogue. So the way we approach sales needs to fundamentally shift, and there's a whole section on the book with different strategies for that.
Ooh, so that's definitely useful. I know that a lot of ears have perked up, I'm sure, listening to this, listening to America Tonight, because so many people are in sales. In fact, really, Jill, all of us are in sales in some way.
We are, whether you are employed by someone or maybe looking for a new job. The way you're presenting yourself online fundamentally shifts how employers are looking for you. Again, good communication, having this perfect resume and a well-written cover letter, well, those fundamentals are still important. It is not enough, because people are searching your digital footprint. People are searching your social media profiles. People are searching for any other documented history that lends credibility to what you submit on that resume. So even as a job seeker, the world has fundamentally shifted.
Yeah, I love the names of your chapters. So clever. One of them, Oh the Humanity, where you talk about public communication strategies that help you connect. Oh, so vital. So give us a strategy that helps us connect.
You know, when it comes to public communication, so many companies, again, are so stuck in the old PR mindset where you stick to company lines and you're quoting your mission, vision, values, and those things are important, and the bigger picture why is still very crucial. But now when organizations face a crisis, for example, it's not like back in the 80s, you know, in Tylenol, where information was semi-siloed until the media, the mass media, could drip stuff out about it and they had time to make a correction. Now when a crisis hits, like Southwest Airlines, for example, last July when they had a major technical outage that impacted 250,000 customers, people within seconds of being impacted about it were sharing information via social media. And so the way companies have to be public and respond has to shift. It's not just about giving facts that you can lead with those, but it's making a genuine human connection with your consumer or potential consumer that keeps them in that communication game with you, that helps them co-create that story instead of just a singular narrative that a company pushes out.
Yeah. What was really cool is that you talked to a lot of interesting people in the book. How did you decide who you were going to talk to?
You know, I think in our environment today, and this is one of the things when it comes to, like I said, the information economy, information democracy that we have, people do not exist in a vacuum anymore. And the most successful businesses and entrepreneurs have stopped looking at people as competition and started looking at them as collaborators. Mm-hmm. And for this book, I wanted to bring on 27 other rock stars who had insights that were, even in many cases, different than mine, because that's what adds real value now, seeing that as a collaboration. And Kate, as you know, we chatted, and I wanted to put you in the media chapter because you have a ton of experience in radio and in media, much more than I do. So I think it's silly of me to say, oh, well, you're going to shine in this book, I shouldn't put you in. Instead, I say, you're a collaborator. You're part of this community. And then your community comes on board. My community gets introduced to yours. And we find like-minded people who are able to help each other out.
Yeah, I love that. I love the idea, too, just the different voices. It's just tremendous. I think what a clever thing for you to do, to pull in, as you said, people who look at things a little bit differently, and they may see something differently than you do. And the same thing for this book going out into the world, which I think makes it so invaluable. One of the other chapters I thought that was terrific was just boiling it down right in the beginning to the bare basics. And you talk about the things you need to understand about communication. What do we need to understand about communication?
You know, I am a teacher at heart, right? I taught at a university for 11 years, so some of that still comes out. That's big on get the foundations down before you can understand the rest. The book was written that any problem you're facing, you open up a chapter and you can read that one chapter. You don't have to read it cover to cover to get actionable insights. But when it comes to the basics, one of the mistakes people are making, and again, this is how sales and business has changed in this economy we now face, is that with people doing their research before someone even has a dialogue with you. So, you know, Kate, we know each other in different areas mm-hmm. of life and coming into the show and talking about this. But for a lot of your guests, for example, who have never had a conversation with you in person, there is still a massive communication history that exists, and that's between your guest and other radio show hosts they've experienced, other interviews they've experienced, other media industry experiences they have, other experiences listening to your show or other similar shows, people who interact with you, your producers, your salespeople. All of those interactions are coloring and adding flavor to the history that exists before you even open your mouth with them. And everyone needs to understand that that history does have a perceived reality, and understanding that is valuable.
Absolutely. You nailed it. It is very valuable. You listening? Everybody out there in America tonight lands. It is incredibly valuable. People have no idea. I think when there's somebody out front, what's behind, and the massive amount of work, and you bring up another thing, branding / communication, I think part of that goes hand in hand. Now everybody seems to have personal brands. Have you noticed that?
It's such a shift, and I think I've said this shift in the new economy about 5 times already, but it's true. And that's when you think of books that are out there that address a lot of business problems that were written, foundational books, that advice, the groundwork is still solid, but it just needs an update into what we face today, because a lot of people who started a business 20 years ago would not be able to start that same business and succeed in the same way in the economy that we have now. And it's a fundamental shift. And when people are thinking of the personal brands they create for themselves, it's not just the digital footprint and all of those communication histories that go into it, but it's really about what value are you providing the outside world. So let's say you work within a company, you can still have your own personal brand, but what value are you providing the outside world in your social media posts, in your blogs, in communication that you put out to the world, videos? Most people now are video producers in some way, shape, or form, whether it's Facebook Live or YouTube or something simple that they send to family and friends. We are producers of mass quantities of information, and that all goes into your brand.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought another good chapter and a good way to wrap this up is speak out, speak up, giving presentations that inspire action. So important, right?
It is, and I think this is one of the sections with, I think, 4 chapters behind it, and it's all about not only understanding that a good presentation doesn't check boxes off, and I think so many people, I imagine most people listening, have had an intimidation or nervous factor behind a public speech before. I mean, I do this for a living, and every time I get on stage, I get butterflies because I want to knock it out of the park. But when we do that, oftentimes when we get those nerves, it's because we're comparing ourselves to some perceived reality of what a public speaker needs to be. And we shy away from putting our authentic selves out there. And even though I think that word authentic may be a little overused in our world today, it's true, because people don't want this completely scripted, memorized, robotic speech. People want a speech, one of the words you said earlier, Kate, that helps you connect to other people. So it's more about making that emotional connection before you put out those logical pieces of information or rational pieces. And it's a combination of those. Even the most hardwired logicians that I know can still connect to a good story and still feel something. So it's about communicating in a way that, again, it's not this perfectly structured speech. It's about how you have an experience for your audience.
All right, so you're crazy if you don't get this book, Dynamic Communication, 27 Strategies to Grow, Lead, and Manage Your Business. Amazon, obviously, is one place that people will be able to go and pick it up, Barnes and Noble as well. And if they want more information, Jill, they can go to dynamiccommunicationbook.com, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. Good luck with the book, and And I hope everybody picks it up. As Jill said, I'm in one of the chapters, and I was really honored to be in it. And it's just a terrific, terrific read, no question about it. Thanks, Jill.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So thrilled to welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime, Steve Forbes. Does he need an introduction? No. Are you kidding? I have to tell him this right at the start. One of the first magazines, Steve, that I got when I was a kid, you talked about what your father did to teach you about business. Well, what my grandfather did was he handed me a Forbes magazine when I think I was about 8 years old. So thrilled to have you on with us.
Well, good to be with you, and glad you had such a wise grandfather, and obviously reading Forbes, you look like a very bright person.
Thank you, Sierra.
I will vouch for her as well.
Yes, thank you very much. So I heard you speak today, and we were talking about what's on everybody's mind, of course, the tax bill, and you talked about how arduous it was, so many pages, et cetera, et cetera. But you also talked about that this is a good first step, and I'm kind of taking a shortcut here and paraphrasing what you said, but explain that to the listeners.
Well, it looked like the proverbial making of the sausage, not a very edifying sight. But the bill overall does more good than harm. Finally gets our tax rates on businesses back to where the rest of the world is, which will make us very competitive again, get more investment, which is how you get a higher standard of living. On the personal side, they could have done it better. I think they will in a couple of years. I see this as a down payment, not the be-all, end-all on tax bills. So see it as the first step of many to come.
And always you've been a big advocate for a flat tax, and I have to say I've read so much and listened to you speak about it, and you've certainly converted me. Do you think we will ever see a flat tax?
I think in several years the answer is yes, as it becomes clear that this current tax code just gets more and more complex, more and more corrupt, more and more of a burden on people, and people will see when you reduce the burden, not only of the tax rates themselves, but also the compliance costs, they'll say, we should have done this a long time ago.
Are there things we should be doing as citizens and as business owners, beyond just calling our Congress people to help move it towards a flat tax? Do you think that there's action
The
we can
take? The key thing is with your social networks is to get them to also get in contact with their representatives, ask questions, and make it very clear this is an issue that is bubbling among the people, and eventually our leaders, so-called, will get the message.
Right now, what would you say, and you talked about this a little bit, weaved it in and out of what you spoke about at the summit, but talking about the state of Republicans and, of course, coming up the midterms, etc., is it going to be abysmal for Republicans? Or what do you think?
Well, the economy will help in most of the country. I think taking away state and local deductions the way they did it will hurt Republicans. And there are some left in blue states like New York, New Jersey, and California. So they did themselves unnecessary harm by the way they did this. But the key thing, too, is that people are so focused on Trump's style rather than the substance. And so they got to get back to the substance, and then I think they've got a good shot.
Kate and I are here at the Authority Summit in Charleston, South Carolina. We're with Steve Forbes. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. It's such a great thrill to have you with us, Mr. Forbes. I am wondering if you think we could have reached this point of tax reform sooner had there been a Republican in office in the last 4 or the last 8 years?
The answer is yes, but we can't ignore the fact that we've had Republican presidents who have not pushed major changes in the tax code. So I blame Democrats, but also Republicans for being too timid. So there's no place for cowardly lions. We need roaring lions, and I think we're finally getting a bit of that back.
I'd be remiss not to ask you this because, Steve, I get asked this all the time. What do I think of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies? What do you think of cryptocurrencies?
The way cryptocurrencies work today is that they're not money. When you have something that fluctuates in value, it can't be money. If you got paid in bitcoins as a worker, that would be great, but your employer would go out of business. If you had a house with a mortgage of $350,000 in bitcoin 4 or 5 years ago, you'd owe the bank today $49 million. So it's not going to work. The promise of these cryptocurrencies, until they make it stable, they won't be money, but they are developing the technology that will radically simplify the whole payment system and be a great boon for the consumer. So it's the tech side rather than the money side.
We are here at the Authority Summit. It's authority-summit.com. We're with Steve Forbes. This is Forbes Books and Forbes Books Radio. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. I want to ask you about this notion of authority, because many people are thinking, oh, what a bold new idea, and yet I tend to think that the idea of authority to a Forbes has been around for about 100 years.
Well, authority comes from people believing you're offering something that is good for them or you know what you're talking about. So that's why we're working on the book side. It's a way of establishing your authority, that you have expertise in a certain area and are worth paying attention to.
On that note, I want to say it's been a pleasure pleasure doing a Forbes book. My book, Deal With Your Own Destiny, Steve, comes out in March, so thank you so much for that. The connection just to your name has been tremendous, and bringing it back to when I was a kid, again, what a thrill.
Well, thank you, Kate, and I look forward to the introduction formally in March of your great new book. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
Wow, just terrific to get a chance to catch up with Steve Forbes. You think about his background, back in the 80s, President Ronald Reagan appointed him as the head of the Board of International Broadcasting. And he also, in his storied history, helped Christine Todd Whitman's plan for a 30% cut in New Jersey's income tax over 3 years. And it was really her major boost in her win over the incumbent governor, James Florio. And then, of course, he entered into the Republican primaries for the president of the United States back in 1996 and 2000. And primarily, it's what I talked to him about there, running a campaign to establish a flat tax. He also, at the time, if you remember, because so much was being discussed then about this, and of course still is, he also supported the idea of reintroducing the 4.5% mortgages and term limits as well in 96. It's interesting, when he ran for prez those two times, he sold a little bit of Forbes Inc. voting shares to other family members to help finance that run, because you know how much it costs. We've talked about it's crazy how much it costs to run for president, even now, so much more than then. And you know what? He had some popular ideas. I really remember liking some of what he had to say when he was running, but he didn't come too close to the Republican nomination, although he did win the Arizona and Delaware primaries in the 90s, if you remember that. And he supported, besides flat tax, free trade, health savings accounts. That's another thing that he talked about a lot. And also allowing people, we talk about Social Security payroll taxes, allowing people to opt out 75% of Social Security payroll taxes into personal retirement accounts. There was conversation about what's going to happen, and there still is that conversation. But to me, the flat tax, I love the whole flat tax plan. And I said it there. He really convinced me about that, because I remember him talking about a flat tax of 17% on all personal and corporate earned income. So unearned income, like pensions, inheritances, savings, etc., would be exempt. But he supported keeping the first 33,000 of income exempt from that too. So pretty interesting. I don't know. I thought he was really on to something. And I think there are a lot of people that embrace the idea of a flat tax. And I don't know if we'll see it in my lifetime. I mean, who knows how the span of my life, but I do think that's going to come back around again. I really do, because of the frustrations of the struggle over what's happening with taxes, even still in taking the ball and moving it a step forward, I believe that eventually what happens, the benefits of the flat tax, I think, outweigh some of what people are still trying desperately to cling to. So, again, just amazing to have a chance to spend some time with Steve Forbes and listen to him and listen to his funny. He's a very witty guy. Listen to some of his stories about his father, Malcolm, and what he did to really teach them about business when they were kids and what that was like. And just his sort of zest, I think, or excitement over business and where business is headed. And certainly you can see that when you see him on television, which every week he's on TV, he's always talking to Neil Cavuto. And I got that real sense that he loves doing that, and he loves the flat tax. And I agree. Again, what a thrill. Steve Forbes.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet,
Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.